This is Akashvani, the news read by Varsha Williams. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar has said a resurgent Africa and a rising India can give impetus to South-South cooperation. Addressing the inaugural session of the 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankhar said there is immense opportunity for India-Africa cooperation in the fields of clean technology, climate-resilient agriculture, maritime security, connectivity and blue economy. He said India is advancing its space sector cooperation with Africa and has seen significant digitization across various sectors. Mr. Dhankhar said, inclusion of the African Union during India's G20 presidency was a moment of pride for India and an important geopolitical development. He said the theme of this India-Africa Business Conclave, Creating One Future, is deeply embedded in Indian civilizational ethos and is amplified in the motto of India's G20 presidency, which stands for One Earth, One Family, One Future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine this morning. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome in Warsaw. The Prime Minister will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Mr. Modi will also interact with the Indian community, business leaders and prominent Indologists. The Prime Minister said, Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe. He said India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations. In his departure statement ahead of his official visit to Poland and Ukraine, Mr. Modi said his visit to Poland comes as both the countries mark 70 years of their diplomatic relations. Mr. Modi said he will be visiting Ukraine on Friday at the invitation of President Volodymyr Zelensky, and this is the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine since bilateral relations began in 1992. Ambassador of the European Union to India, Hervé Delfer, has called for a joint and regional effort to tackle the challenges posed by terrorism and exploration of internet for extremist propaganda. Addressing the gathering at EU-India conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Delfer highlighted that EU has a long-standing commitment and substantial experience in addressing the challenges posed by extremist and terrorist content online. Former Foreign Secretary of India and current Chancellor of Jawaharlal Nehru University, Ambassador Dr. Kawal Sibbal, said the two-day discussions on terrorist content online promises to be substantive. He added that addressing this issue requires international collaboration. The European Union, in collaboration with the Global Counter-Terrorism Council and the Ministry of External Affairs, has organized a two-day EU-India Track 1.5 conference on combating terrorist content online. This regional conference aims to address the multifaceted challenges posed by violent extremism in the digital sphere. The Bharat Band called by Reservation Bachao Sangharsh Samiti to protest the Supreme Court's recent ruling on scheduled caste and scheduled tribe reservations failed to get response in Haryana and Chandigarh. As per reports, no impact of Bharat Band was seen in Jind, Rewari, Ambala, Sirsa, Rohtak, Kaithal, Panipat, Kurukshetra, Karnal and UT Chandigarh. The markets are open and vehicles are plying on the roads as usual. Educational institutions, government offices, banks and petrol pumps are working as usual. In Maharashtra, the accused in the Badlapur sexual abuse case was produced before the courts today and has been sent to police custody until the 26th of August. He is accused of abusing two girls studying in a school in Badlapur and Thane district. The police have registered cases against 300 protesters who participated in the rail roko yesterday under various sections. Kalyan GRP police have arrested 28 people in this connection so far, and they will be produced before a court today. Meanwhile, the Maharashtra government has constituted a special investigation team to investigate the matter. India's designated authority for cross-border trade has approved an additional 251 megawatt of power exports from 12 hydropower projects from Nepal. For the first time, Nepal would be exporting power to Bihar through a medium-term power sales agreement. And with that, we end this news bulletin.